So back with Gary Johnson, candidate for the Republican presidential nomination and former governor of the state of New Mexico. Gary, good morning, sir.
John, great to be on. Thanks for having me on.
Let's get this out of the way right at the top. What was going on with that tie?
That was a very
high-profile tie. On this program this morning, a Republican strategist said that it could have lit up the entire state of Florida.
And then a wrinkled suit, and I got it all going.
All right, so we're done with the trivial stuff, but let's get into policy questions. As a libertarian, you have to fight a very familiar face in the GOP candidate pool there, Ron Paul. How do you distinguish yourself?
Well, first of all, I'd like to think that stereo speakers coming off that stage will make a difference when it comes to the message and the movement. Liberty, freedom needs to grow significantly beyond Ron Paul. So if I make that happen, that's a good thing. Distinguishing myself from Ron Paul, I am not a social conservative. And I guess you could just look at resumes. I started a one-man handyman business. I grew it to over 1,000 employees, and I did serve as, I'm arguing, successful two terms as governor of New Mexico. So the executive experience, in contrast to his legislative experience, which, those are the differences.
And you talked about your resume last night. Let me play one of the remarks that you made about what you consider to be your legacy as governor of the state of New Mexico.
I promise to veto legislation where expenditures exceed revenue. And if anybody doubts my willingness to veto bills, I think I vetoed more bills than any governor in the history of the United States. I think I vetoed more bills than all the other governors in the country combined.
Gary Johnson, are you comfortable and confident that the sort of veto president is an image that you want to take straight to the nomination?
Well, by saying no to legislation, that's saying, you know what, we don't need more laws. We need to enforce the laws that we have. And so many of the laws that get passed have unintended consequences, opposite of intention. I vetoed that much legislation. I think the arbiter of whether or not that was good or bad is the fact that I got reelected governor in a state that's 2-1 Democrat by saying no to billions of dollars worth of spending, by saying no to legislation that, in my opinion, hey, it was going to have the unintended consequence of really not making a difference in anybody's life other than perhaps adding more time to having to comply with government and the money also that goes along with that.
Gary Johnson, why do you think you've been excluded from the debates up until now? And what do you think it's going to take for you to, move into? Many people thought that this debate last night was a contest for third place in the GOP field.
I can't say, but is it because I'm the only social non-conservative on that stage? Is it because since 1999 I have advocated legalizing marijuana? I don't know, but I got my chance last night. I'm grateful for the opportunity last night, and hopefully people can hear what I think is the sentiment of the majority of Republicans. When Republicans booed Don't Ask, Don't Tell last night, that's not the Republican Party I belong to. That's not the party I belong to. My voice does not represent those people that booed over the notion of bringing back Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Gary Johnson, I was going to ask you about that. What do you make of the cheers for all the executions in Texas that has also distinguished these rowdy audiences for these GOP debates?
Look, as governor of New Mexico, I switched my position on the death penalty as governor of New Mexico, naively thinking before I got elected that the government did not make mistakes when it came to the death penalty, recognizing, in my estimation, that the government unequivocally makes mistakes with regard to the death penalty, I do not want to put one innocent person to death to punish 99 that are guilty. And I am absolutely convinced that we do make mistakes. And in Texas, where there is a two-year a law that says appeals can't last more than 2 years, I have to say Texas has probably done this.
So one other point here. Here is a clip that I want you to listen to.
My next-door neighbor's two dogs have created more shovel-ready jobs than this current administration.
Now, that's not a joke that came from your campaign staff writers, correct?
It was, it turns out, well, someone emailed me that earlier in the day, and then it turns out he is a radio personality in New Mexico that actually talked about it. What can we give Gary on air as a zinger? And so I guess for a couple of days, New Mexico callers were calling in. So it's kind of a New Mexico collective effort at giving me the zinger.
But does that mean, Gary Johnson, that Rush Limbaugh would be one of your actual campaign advisors, possibly actually writing your speeches?
Well, Rush, I am not aware that this came from Rush Limbaugh. If it did, ultimately, so be it. But that, maybe I wouldn't have used it if I would have known it came from Rush. Well, I wouldn't have. I think that would have,
yeah.
First of all, he used it. I was not aware of that.
There you go. He says that it came from him, and he actually accused you a little bit of ripping him off. And Rush is Rush is pretty huge in the Republican base.
Yeah, well, look, I am, since 99, I hope the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, I am the different Republican on stage. Rush Limbaugh and I think, would probably not see things the same, but I do think that I speak on behalf of the majority of Republicans, but I'm putting that to the test.
All right, Gary Johnson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Gary Johnson woke up this morning in Florida from the GOP debate last night that he participated in. He's a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, former governor of the state of New Mexico.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.